Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Live from the Green Space today, our ground floor theater here at WNYC. Audience, thanks for coming out in the snow. Give yourselves a round of applause. And listeners, when we're in the green space, you can watch the show as well as listen as we stream live video from here. Go to WNYC.org or go to the WNYC Facebook page to see the live streaming video. We will have playwright Tony Kushner today with actor Nikki James, who stars in the new production of Kushner's play, A Bright Room Called Day. We have WNYC's John Schaefer with an end-of-decade segment and listening session. It's the 2010s in music and how we consume it. We will do our latest NYC price check segment in partnership with the group Clear Health Costs, which helps us figure out what healthcare really costs, including wide variations, even if you are insured. That's one of the biggest things they look at Clear Health Costs. There are choices for the insured and the uninsured that you can know about, and we'll talk about some of those and take your phone calls with your stories. And we will talk about impeachment with Andrea Bernstein and Ilya Marritz from our podcast, Trump, Inc. We will begin, however, with a few minutes on the phone today with Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop, who has an update on the horrific mass shooting yesterday that has left 6 people, I think that's still an accurate count, dead, and is looking more like an anti-Semitic hate crime, at least in part, and an anti-police crime, too. Mayor Fulop, thank you so much for a few minutes for our listeners on this awful, awful day in Jersey City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the support.
And Mr. Mayor, first to the human toll, what's the latest on the dead and injured in this incident? Numbers and locations and IDs, if it's time for that yet.
Yeah, let me say that your numbers are accurate, and on the injured, there were several potentially that actually went to a hospital across the river, so that number's unclear, but you know, we're still working through all that stuff. With regards to the names of the victims and the actors, you know, we're going to defer to the Attorney General on that. The way New Jersey state law works is that they assume the investigation, and that's appropriate. I'm just trying to do my best to balance between, you know, providing information, which is my responsibility to the residents that elected me, and making sure that I respect the legal process on the Attorney General side. So with regards to the names, I'm going to defer to the Attorney General on that.
Of course. And if you can't release names of the apparent perpetrators, what can you say about who did this?
Well, I mean, there were two actors. It seems that they are residents of Jersey City, and I'm sure that more information on that will come out. But, you know, the one thing that I did put out there is, you know, absent information, people make assumptions, unfortunately, and, you know, they begin to question whether there's some jihadist intent or some or they were of the Muslim faith. And the one thing that I wanted to make sure that people understand is that at this stage of the investigation, there's nothing to support that. You know, Jersey City has one of the largest Muslim communities in New Jersey, and we're very proud of that, and we're lucky to have them here. And we want to make sure that they feel that we have their support, and we support them as well.
But there are indications of anti-Semitic postings by the perpetrator or perpetrators. Is that correct?
But I don't want to get into the social media posts. What I can say is what I said earlier today, that if you look at the CCTV cameras, it's difficult to argue that they didn't specifically target that location. You know, they calmly drove that van from the cemetery to the location, and they took out long rifles and began to shoot that location, which was a Jewish or kosher grocery store. You know, so that's where we are today. And I would just say that, you know, I'm Jewish. I'm the descendant of Holocaust survivors. My family immigrated to this country, and I feel lucky to live in a place like Jersey City, which is diverse and has so many warm and welcoming communities. And I think that I just want to highlight that there is no place for hate in Jersey City. There never has been, and there never will be.
The New York Times, in an article that moved a short time ago, cites a law enforcement official familiar with the case saying that a suspect had published anti-Semitic and anti-police posts online. Can you give us any more on that?
Again, I'd like to be cautious and defer to the Attorney General on that, to give specifics on that. The important thing to me was that people don't jump to conclusions to think of one community was involved or one faith was involved. I think that as the story unfolds, there'll be a lot to this. One thing I do want to highlight, though, is, when the gunfire started, we had a walking post of two police officers one block south from there. And, the videos show that those two police officers ran towards the gunfire immediately. They sustained injuries as well. And, they didn't hesitate. And I think absent of their bravery running towards the gunfire, the perpetrators would not have been confined to that grocery store. And I think that there's going to be enough to support the fact that this could have been far, far worse. And the intent of the perpetrators was to have this far, far worse of a tragedy than what it already is.
This began at a cemetery where the detective was killed. Is that correct?
Yes, but there's still investigating information on that, so I'm going to defer to the Attorney General on that aspect as well.
Do you see this as part of any larger conspiracy or movement?
No, I think it's important to recognize that there are no additional threats that we have in Jersey City. We're going to increase presence, of course, we're doing what we have to do. But it's important to recognize that we don't see any other threats at this time.
Where was the kosher market in relation to the cemetery? How far away?
I mean, it's several blocks. It's a drive. And the van drove calmly to the location of the kosher grocery store. I mean, there was no urgency. They clearly went to that place, parked directly in front of it, and there were other people in the area, and they targeted those victims, is what it appears from the CCTV cameras. So, look, from my standpoint, I'm trying to make sure that Jersey City residents know the information that we can share within the confines of New Jersey state law. And at the same time, respecting the Attorney General and the governor, and not overstepping boundaries. But, the way I look at it is, I mean, I have a responsibility to make sure that both the Jewish community understands what we see here, and that people don't make assumptions about other communities here. And so that's what we're trying our best to make sure that we do throughout this conversation.
Since you identified yourself as Jewish, as well as the
yep.
mayor of Jersey City, I want to ask you very briefly about one other story in the news today, and I would totally understand if you don't want to comment on this yet. Maybe you're not familiar with it yet, but it's breaking that President Trump is expected to announce a decision today to officially define Judaism in the eyes of the federal government as a nationality and not
yeah.
just a religion. And this is supposed to make it easier to hold people responsible for what the Trump administration sees as anti-Semitic activity on campus under the Civil Rights Act, which protects nationality but not religion per se. But some Jews are worried about this, even worried that it's a first step toward something that in the, worst case, most apocalyptic scenario could wind up with something like Nazi Germany, where Jews aren't defined as American by the American government, but as a nationality. Have you seen this yet?
Well, I mean, I saw the news, and let me say that I view myself as American as anybody else. I served in the military. I volunteered to serve after 9/11. I left the job at Goldman Sachs to enlist in the Marine Corps the days afterwards. I love this country. I love the flag. And at the same time, I view myself as part of the Jewish faith, and that happens to be my religion. I think it's a slippery slope anytime that you start to reclassify identities and religion in order to achieve an end goal. If people have differences with whether it be the BDS movement or people protesting on college campuses, there's a right way and a wrong way to confront that, and that's what our country's built on. So I would just say it's a dangerous direction that President Trump is going on, and as a Jewish American, I don't really identify with the policy change. To me, I am American first as my nationality, and Jewish is my faith.
Last question. With anti-Semitic incidents on the rise in our region and nationally, as it's well documented that they are, is there anything new that you feel you need to do as mayor of Jersey City after this incident, or just in the larger context of what's going on today, than the city has been doing so far?
You know, the unfortunate thing is that this happened in a place like Jersey City, which I think is synonymous with having so many different cultures. I mean, we're really known as being a melting pot. We're the home of Ellis Island, the golden door to America. And I don't think, or do we want this to define who we are as a community? We are doing outreach to all the different communities here in Jersey City, particularly the community that was most impacted by this, both geographically and religiously. And, you know, we're going to do the appropriate outreach for there. But Jersey City is a safe community, a loving community, an inclusive community. And we're just going through some struggles and hardship right now, but we'll get through it.
Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop, I know you must be unbelievably busy under the circumstances, and I know our listeners really appreciate a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll be back with impeachment news right after this.